It's official, America. 2012 was the hottest year on record for the United States. Some of us are still melting. What a week this is going to be, including remembering what happened on September 11th. It's been that many years. 11 years have passed since September 11th and the day that the ground shook, opened up, and really changed our lives. And there's definitely been some alterations, not just in lifestyle, but in some of the things that we've seen, I think, in the treatment, maybe even of each other, whether it's in New York City or outside of our biggest city, some of the things that have also happened when it comes to intelligence versus our rights and the tug of war over that in the name of protecting the United States. So we're going to look at all aspects of the repercussions of September 11th. Coming up on our next show, we will talk to one of the major eyewitnesses who has an account of what it was like on September 11th, right there at Ground Zero. Also, we'll talk to Jeff Atticott about Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, since Osama bin Laden was killed, what has now happened and where are we headed? I guess the one thing that I've been thinking about the last couple of days since September 11th has big meaning for me as I was in New York. I've told this story many times working at WFAN and can remember how somber, of course it was somber, for really months after the attacks in the World Trade Center and the posters that you would see when you would get on the subways and, you know, whether it was the LIE or you were going to New Jersey or anything that connected to New York and outside of New York, the bridges, the tunnels, everything. It was very, 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 very heavy. There was a sort of a heavy feeling in the air. But people were much friendlier. I think it was a uniter in a way, in a just a terrible, terrible twist of fate for too many people. So that's one of my recollections. And seeing the flags, I said this on our last show, to me, of all the days where you can put out flags, and of course Veterans Day and Memorial Day and 4th of July, well, I think one of the biggest days to do that now is September 11th. And really, that started right after the attacks. To have streets lined with flags is something. And in my neighborhood, a lot of people have flags out. In fact, I think it's the norm. And of all of the days that I just mentioned, September 11th is the biggest one. Many people who don't maybe normally think of the flag, of putting the flag out, have put it out. So I hope that a lot of you are doing the same thing. There is something about the flag in September 11th that to me symbolizes we'll never, ever, ever forget what happened. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. And, of course, you can always be a part of it. Remember, this isn't a monologue. In fact, it's a two-way or two-lane highway going in a lot of different directions. And we have a couple of roundabouts, I think, strategically placed. So keep this number handy, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Can you believe we're through almost 1 week in the NFL, which is crazy. I mean, suddenly I'm talking about the hottest year on record for the United States and going through a very hot summer. We whip through Labor Day, and boom, we are right back into football. Good time to remind you, right out of the gate, that coming up later this week, you can participate and nail the score. Dave in Vermont, our latest winner. Woohoo! It only took a couple years, but we got another winner. Chris in Connecticut won before. This time it's Dave in Vermont. Who knows? You could be next. I have a feeling this is going to be a very big year for winners. In case you don't know how we do the game, this is what happens. We roll out our big, giant supercomputer. The computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in. It's like the lottery. You don't have to know anything about football. And tell us who you think is going to win that game and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, ding, 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 You win an America Tonight swag bag filled with all kinds of cool things. So how about that? I think it's cool, and I think Dave in Vermont is pretty excited about it. I don't think the parents of children in Chicago are very excited about what's happening there. 400,000, almost half a million, actually, closer than that, stayed home because the Chicago teachers went on strike. They haven't had a strike in Chicago in 25 years. Thousands of teachers said, forget about it. They walked out. Significant because it's the third largest school district in the United States. You think of New York, certainly one of is the biggest, but Chicago is right up there, the third in the United States. And this is all about unions. This is about picketing after union leaders said that they were far, far, far away from resolving any kind of a contract dispute with the school district. And the city says that, hey, there's children that have no supervision, especially in neighborhoods with a history of gang violence. Can you imagine? And they might be at risk. Oh, well. But they say they're going to try to protect the students' safety. Well, how are they going to do that when they don't even know? What, are they going to go house to house and knock on the doors? So this is a pretty tricky one for the new mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who said he was going to do whatever he could to come up with an end to this problem and announced that this is not a strike I wanted, but it's a strike of choice. He says it's unnecessary, it's avoidable, and it's wrong, but the Chicago union folks say not so fast. They say it's completely necessary, and they're going to strike as long as they have to. And if, unless something changes with health benefits and how they evaluate teachers, I guess that's part of the problem. The standardized test scores, all of that is a sticking point. They say they're going to stick to their guns. So you think of unions and what unions have now become in this country and collective bargaining and what happened in Wisconsin and Scott Walker, the recall for the governor that failed, and all the union employees who filled the rafters of the government in Wisconsin, and what a struggle that has been actually for years. And now here we see with Chicago, and this is a good one to monitor as to who's going to emerge here. Is it going to be the unions? What's going to happen with the spike in a lot of the murders and shootings in some of the worst neighborhoods that that we have in this country? And, you know, ultimately, who's going to come out on top here? This is definitely one to watch. The teachers, this is the deal. The district offered the teachers a 16% pay raise over 4 years. They doubled an earlier offer, and they still weren't interested in that offer. So 6,000 teachers, this whole evaluation thing, 6,000 teachers could lose their jobs. But the most important thing is to watch what happens with the unions, because there's a hammer, and the hammer's coming down on a lot of unions across the U.S. It's a great question. Are you pro-union, anti-union, or neither? There isn't either. Trust me. I'll talk about it on the flip side. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
These days when you say the word bump, usually they're talking about a celebrity's pregnancy. But bump politically means a jump in the polls. What is the latest Obama bump? I got it for you. We're going to get to that in a second. But talking about the teachers, the unions, and where we are as a country on unions, I'm curious, as we're taking a poll, how do you feel about unions? Have you ever belonged to a union? Or is there anybody listening to me that's in the union right now for whatever occupation you do? And do you see it as necessary, and has this protected your turf, so to speak? I was in a situation where they tried to get a union, and it was a right-to-work state, and this is broadcasting, and pretty much it was a resounding no way, it's not going to happen, and there was a lot of underhanded things that actually happened in people making votes. And I also worked in New York City, as I was talking about what happened on September 11th. I was working for the biggest sports station in the country, and there you immediately were told you have to be in the union after it to work on the air in New York. And a lot of engineers especially and people who did the technical stuff really liked the fact that they were in the union because they had to have a certain pay. That's the idea of the unions. But in broadcasting, it wasn't that outrageous. So there weren't crazy protests over hikes versus overtime versus double time versus whatever was happening. In fact, it was pretty fair, I thought. I think that the stations thought that, and so did the people that worked for the stations. Now, of course, I'm sure it wasn't always that way. At this point, what's happened is, in many cases, the unions have a stranglehold on budgets that can't be met. So demands that absolutely there's no give and take. And if there's no give and take when everything is going down the crapper, well, you be the judge. What's going to happen? There's going to be people that lose jobs as a result of people who have been in the union for a long time, who dig their heels in, and usually it's the people in the upper echelons of of running the union, because guess what? It's in their interest and they make the most money. It's like in New Jersey, they did a documentary on teachers and what was happening with the teachers. And it wasn't so much about, it wasn't actually about the teachers. It wasn't anti-teacher. In fact, they talked about some terrible things that were happening with teachers, but they were talking about the union and the fact that you looked at the administrative positions and you'd go from school to school, and certainly not every school, but particularly in North Jersey, and you would see just a row of Lexuses, Mercedes, Cadillacs, and it wasn't the teachers driving them. It was the administrative people. And they had a story about a janitor who made $175,000 a year and just had an incredible deal. It turns out he was related to people who were in the, what I'm calling the upper echelons of union deals. And that's the way it works. That, unfortunately, that's the way it works. I think what unions once were have now been so corrupted and twisted that they have their own problems. And, of course, the pensions is what's so difficult when you're weighing the options of what are we going to do? We can't pay this. We're drowning in debt. How do we make this budget work? What are we going to happen here? That's why I'm saying that the hammer is swinging and things are really, really changing. So the Chicago teachers strike is a very, very big deal for other people in the country to watch, especially people that are parts, you know, that are part of a union. And this may go on for a while. I think parents in Chicago are beyond frustrated because they have to deal with what are we going to do with the kids? We're working two jobs. We can't take the day off. We can't take days off. What are we going to do? I got a hall of shame moment here since we're talking a little bit about politics and twisted things that happen sometimes as a result of unions. And I happened to see this about Trenton, New Jersey. The Trenton, New Jersey mayor was arrested on corruption charges. And I laughed because Trenton, the school at Trenton, the university there, is a huge teacher's school. I know a lot of people actually that I went to high school with that went to school there. And going through Trenton, though, can be scary, tricky business. So anyway, so the mayor of the capital city was picked up after being accused of accepting bribes during an undercover op. This sounds very much like the D.C. mayor, remember? The Trenton mayor is Tony Mack. His brother and a business associate were getting supposedly part of this kickback scheme to sell, check this out, city land, the city owned the land, to investors for significantly less than what the assessed value was. So Mack, the mayor, and his brother, who is the head football coach at Trenton Central High School, were both released on bail. But this is a very, very big deal. Their attorney was on the tube talking about the fact that saying that the complaint is just full of allegations, that's all, that they're just allegations. But this investigation showed that there was this conspiracy ring and there were other functions of the Trenton government that fell in the favor of a developer who was trying to build a parking garage on some city-owned property, ding, 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 in exchange for cash payments, which would have been over $100,000. So I'm thinking that they got some evidence here, especially since, here we go again, with the FBI and wires, two informants cooperating with the FBI. One of them was a mole that wore a wire to record conversations. So I'm thinking that this drags out. Trenton City Hall is going to go through a little bit of an overhaul. What do you think? I have a feeling that that's what's going to happen most likely here. So you see, when things go unchecked, back to the point of the unions, and favoritisms and brother-in-laws and all that kind of stuff, there's that gray line that gets bent over and over and over again. And this is what Tony Mack, who's popular in Trenton, this is what Tony Mack's people are trying to say, oh, that this is a bunch of nonsense and it's being twisted to portray things that aren't true. But I think if they have them on the wire, I would have to think that there must be something more to that. I want to give you the payoff right at the top for what I first cracked open the mic and said, talking about the first 8 months of 2012, the warmest officially, it's official, woohoo, of any year on record in the United States. It's the third hottest summer recorded ever since they started keeping the records back in 1895. I wonder what is there like a little book where they used to write check marks of how hot it was? I'd like to see those records from 1895. So each of the last 15 months have seen above average temps, something that they haven't seen in 117 years. Winter, spring, summer, all in the top five hottest for their particular seasons. And, you know, here we are heading into the fall, really almost into the fall, and still a lot of very, very high temps. So we'll see what happens snow-wise, if we have any big snowstorms or things are get back sort of on course, but it doesn't look that way. Ohio was on the list on the top with 49 record-high temperatures for every record low. They really got hit hard in Ohio. The Midwest, of course, we know because we talk about the drought and what's happening with the corn and the crops and all that, has been just devastated with drought and problems, and not the only place. Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, first, second, third for extreme heat. That's how the order was. Then you had Indiana, Minnesota, North Dakota, Illinois. I mentioned Ohio already, and Colorado and Arkansas. I'm very surprised Texas wasn't on that list, but I think it's because, oh yeah, Texas, they've been in a drought forever. Would they really even count? Do they actually even make the list anymore? Don't we just assume that it's hotter than hell in the Lone Star State? All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, what about that bump at Obama? Got the political comings and goings next.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, you can always toss in your two at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We started off the show talking about a couple of different things, including teachers, the big old strike in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel with no handle on what's happening in the streets, and kids in drug-filled, gun-raging, violent neighborhoods set free on the loose to fend for themselves because their parents can't possibly be there. And that's a frightening thing. You better hope nothing happens to any of those kids because I think this strike could go on for a while. They don't want the 16% increase. The teachers don't, as I said. So my question to all of you is, unions out of control. Are you a pro-union, anti-union, or neither? Have you ever been a member of a union, or are you currently in a union, and how do you feel about them? Anymore, union, which used to be, being a member of a union, which used to be held in such high esteem, now is kind of iffy. on the social scene, depending on where you live. However, I've talked to plenty of people in lots of industries, from plumbers on down, who swear in certain parts of the country by union membership, who swear that that's what's gotten them the goods, the things that they think would have slipped away into the abyss if they didn't have strong, sturdy leadership in those unions to do what they had to do. In other words, to mug some of the bosses so that they would be forced to give the union people what they wanted. And I think there's been a real flip-flop is what I think, but I want to know what you think. You can also shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And I'm somebody who's been in, I've been in a union. I was in the Actors Union AFTRA for 5 years. And it was $1,000 to get in, and there were dues and whatever, but there was a certain guarantee of what you would get, of course, that's the idea, in exchange. Guarantees is what the American people would really like. Wouldn't we like a guarantee that the economy is going to turn around and there is actually going to be jobs, jobs, jobs? Mitt Romney keeps punching Obama again and again and again, and he has to do that. He has to put the pressure on because a new CNN ORC International poll shows that the challenger is losing some ground. It has happened. In fact, Obama has gained more ground, depending on what poll it is that you look at. And if you're looking at this poll, here's what the numbers were. Just released, it shows that Obama got a 4 percentage point, what they call, bounce from last week's Dem convention. So if you follow the numbers, he's got a 52% 46 advantage over Mitt Romney. After the Republican convention in late August, the same poll showed them at 48 apiece. So what does it all mean, if anything? What does it mean? Is this any kind of a trend that this is it? He's on the road to Easyville here. I'm going to say no. I still think it's neck and neck. I think we're going to see a neck and neck finish on November 6th. But, you know, ultimately, does the incumbent pull it out or does the challenger pull it out? And I'll say this story again, but it's becoming clear that the Republicans have a couple of things that are working against them. And one of them is, for a lot of people, Mitt Romney is just not the guy, no matter what. Even if they've been a Republican their whole life, he's not conservative enough. They just don't like him. They're not going to vote. I know that many people have told me they're going to just sit it out. I'm just going to sit it out. So they don't want to vote for Obama, but they have no desire to vote for Romney. So for the first time in their lives, they're absolutely not going to go to the polls. Not going to do it. Will they regret the decision not to go to the polls? A lot of things, scary things are looming, like the fiscal cliff. What's going to happen there? Do we just drive off? It's funny because just the other day I saw the tail end of Thelma and Louise, and that's what I think of. I think of we're all crammed into this car, and there we are. It's the end of the line, and we're flying over the top of it. And it's some people think that's too dramatic. It's not that dramatic. If you look at the Bush-era tax cuts for the income people who are below $250,000 for families, $200,000 for just individuals, it's part of that whole deficit reduction thing, it would mean that you would be getting a higher tax rate of what you got back in the 90s. Remember the 90s, some of you? So you'd be looking at some increases, $100 here, $100 there, $2,000 later. Yikes, $2,000 is a lot. If you're being smashed in the middle class, and you got to reach in your pocket, you got to support children and a household, and you're not living high off the hog, you couldn't even do your fantasy football because you couldn't afford the $50 to play it, then the fiscal cliff would be the ultimate killer, wouldn't it? That it would be something that suddenly you would miss because the checks would be that much lighter. So I think moving forward, the debates couldn't be bigger because this is part of what's of course, going to be addressed. Healthcare, the overhaul of it, whether it's solvent or what ultimately it's going to mean when we try to think of the dollars and cents of it. Also, Medicare, older population, healthcare costs combined that are going up. What is the structure? What is the plan? What is the something? Give us something more than conversation to know what we're getting depending on where we're voting, right? I mean, what loopholes are going to get closed for the Republicans? That keeps getting thrown out. And fair enough, what loopholes are going to change? What's going to change? Sadly, I think the best thing that could happen in this nation is the thing that won't happen, is if we had a flat or a fair tax. Then across the board it's agreed upon, and we can forget all this other nonsense. Wouldn't that be something? But in my lifetime, do I feel confident that that's going to happen? I would have to be honest and say, I don't think so. Once it's not in the best interest of enough people, it's not going to happen. So I don't think we're going to see that. I want to mention this here. I know we mixed in the whole bump and talking about politics. I think the interesting thing to look at is the swing states. And we're going to have somebody on polling in the next couple of weeks and on into the election, how close some of the seats are, like the Senate seats. Which ones, other than the obvious ones, could be a little bit closer. So the latest poll that I saw for Rasmussen shows, they're polling all kinds of different things, but it shows that the 11 states won by the president in 2008 and that are pretty competitive now in 2012 are definitely up for grabs. You know, the swing states have 146 rather electoral college votes, and that includes Florida, which is constantly talked about, Ohio constantly talked about, Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, and Nevada, New Hampshire, Carolina, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So the obvious folks are in the middle of that. And will we see some changes in the votes? Because I think it couldn't be more significant this time around. A little bit here and a little bit there, and the electoral votes will go in a completely different direction than you would think when you look at it. And that's the reason, you know, that's the reason why. And the results in looking at the, you know, in looking at the swing states and the history of that and the tracking history of it, and looking at the bounce that the president got among likely voters, that it's a significant bounce, for sure. And moving along, you can see the crowd in the background's talking to us. They want to throw in their 2 cents. We got a couple of emails already on the unions, and here's one from Scott who says, I got to tell you, Kate, I just heard you mention that, and I tried to get through. I couldn't get through. 855-266-KATE, 855 is probably the way I say the numbers, 855-266-5283, that not all unions are bad. However, with the state of the economy now and the demand for some of the salary increases and the refusal to negotiate, they've gotten out of control. I think Chicago is an example of the worst of the worst. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
America tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Matt Johnson, we don't have a union that you're aware of, do we?
I'm not a part of it, that's for sure.
You know, Minneapolis, in Minnesota, they don't have unions in broadcasting, do they?
I don't think they do.
I remember
looking it up a couple of years ago, and I believe that I actually don't have one here.
Mm-mm. There isn't. I think in broadcasting, your three holdouts are, well, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, some more than that, New York, and Philadelphia. And not in some of those places, not every single one of them are you have to be in the union. Definitely New York is that way, and definitely Los Angeles, I believe, is that way too. So unions, good, bad, and different. How do you feel about unions? They're getting a lot of plugs lately, and most of them are pretty negative for what's happened with the downturn in the economy, what governors have had to do, and some of the things that seem unseemly to people who are not making $75,000 or $100,000, depending on the union, and then you go back and you look at the salaries, and That's when people say, well, really, I wish I could make that much money. The problem is that people were getting robbed, literally, really ridiculously abused back in the day. And like everything else, the pendulum swings, and it has swung in a wild direction. And you have the things that are happening, like in Chicago, where you have kids out of school and a union that's very determined to get what they want. Very, very determined to make it happen. You know, this, what's going on in Chicago can't be great necessarily for Obama. I don't know how much it would hurt him in the vote department, but from a public relations standpoint, it's not good. In the meantime, the surveys show that he is up a couple of points. I mentioned that already in one of the polls, anywhere from 4 to 6 points, because, you know, there's a gazillion polls, but in almost every single one of them, he is definitely up. All right, let's go to our pal Dave in the UK. Hello, David.
Hi, Kate. You know, you ran off a rather litany of subjects: unions, taxes, Obama's bump, and I just don't know how much time I got before the next commercial. But I'll give it a crack.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, when you talk about unions, I really don't know the particular situation that you're talking about because, as you probably know, I'm not living in the United States, but apparently it's a teachers' union kind of stamping their feet.
Yes, in Chicago,
yes. I don't know what they're actually asking for. Is it just higher wages or is it something else? But it's,
well,
that's not real. Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to tell you, what they want is higher wages. You know, it's a little bit to do with that, but also the standardized tests. They don't want things based on the salaries tied so much to the standardized tests, because that's part of what they think the problem is. And this is a big problem, the discussion of how much the standardized tests are weighted in the United States is a problem across the board.
It's really a problem in the United Kingdom right
now. Yeah, yeah. And you know what I can say? I can say this: I don't agree with it. I don't agree with standardized tests. The problem is because every kid is designed different, and you know, you have good teachers, bad teachers, let's face it, and mediocre teachers. It just depends on your kid, their learning ability, the school they're in, and the teachers they get.
Yes, ma'am. And it starts with the head teacher, or in the States, what they would call the principal.
Yeah.
If you have the right principal, and you have to pay the right principal the right kind of money to get them, or they'll go into industry instead.
Right, you're right.
You're prepared to pay them, that kind of that person, the same sort of money that you would give somebody that runs a bank, let's say, or, well, maybe that, you know, but at least a real salary, and then let him or her recruit people and give them proper salaries, but make sure that that person is really responsible for what happens in that school. And don't worry so much about the standardized test. By the time they get to the next level of school, you'll find out whether these people really know what the hell they're doing or not. You won't have to have all these standardized tests. I happen to be I was first in a public situation and then in a private situation for a while, and the difference in my progress was amazing between the two. When it went from 35 students in a class to suddenly 12 students in a class, and we really were only in class for 3 or 4 hours a day. It wasn't a whole damn long day. Most of it was just hanging around, but with the right people. But that takes money, and you can't do that on the cheap. But we are now something like, I think, 34th in education leagues in the world. How can we be the greatest country in the world if we're letting down our children so horribly?
Yeah, I agree.
Spend money on foreign wars that we never should have gotten in the first place, but we can't seem to find the money to educate our children properly. But you asked for three things, and I want to get to some of the others before you shut me down here.
Okay.
I think, first of all, the Republican Party made a big error when they shut the Ron Paul supporters off at that convention. It was stupid. It was a shot yourself in the foot moment for them. There is an awful lot of people who were supporting Ron Paul. Everybody, including Ron Paul and his supporters, knew they were never going to get enough votes to do the job All they wanted was their moment in the sun, and they would have then gone ahead with everybody else and held their nose and voted for Mitt Romney. But now they've really, really, I can't use the correct language on this radio show because it's all G-rated, but they're really, really, really annoyed. And a whole bunch of them have told a reporter that I know in public right after the convention that this is probably going to seal the fate to make sure that Barack Obama gets them voted in, because they will not vote for Mitt Romney just because they're so annoyed. They'll either vote for somebody else or not vote at all. They won't vote for Barack Obama, but they won't vote for Mitt Romney.
And yeah, that's not a surprise. We had guests on from the convention who told us the same thing. One of the delegates from Oklahoma said exactly what you're saying, that he knew of at least 2,000 people that said forget about it, and that the DePaul people were furious as to what happened and the arbitrary changing of the rules with no votes, none of that, boom. And they felt like they got more than shafted, and you're absolutely right. This is what I'm hearing, that people are just not even going to vote at all.
It's just so stupid. Yeah. The election's going to be close anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, moving right along. One of the things that I thought, so I decided I cannot vote for Mitt Romney. I just can't. I didn't want to vote for Barack Obama. I wanted to vote for none of the above 4 years ago, but I still don't have that choice. Maybe someday we'll get that choice. But when you mentioned taxes, it rang a bell, because one of the things I heard Barack Obama and his people talking about was simplifying the tax code. Not necessarily the way that Paul Ryan wants to do it, but simplifying the code. And then I thought, yes, but the problem is that there's a lobby group, a very powerful lobby group, that won't want that to happen. That's the people who prepare tax returns for Americans. They're not going to like that at all.
Duh, I would have to agree. That's obvious. There's no way.
They're going to make sure that doesn't happen if they have to spit nickels.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I said in my lifetime that's never going to happen. Oh, are you kidding? I loved your analogy. That's brilliant. But absolutely, because you know how many people fit into that category, and the answer is
you don't have to have a license to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to have a license
if you don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Think of all of the places like the H&R Blocks and the tax shops that open up, and then they're preparing the taxes, and you talk to the people, what did you do for a living? And you'd be very surprised what you find out, David. All good points. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't fair tax, flat tax, but I really like flat tax. I don't think so. I don't think it happens in our lifetime. It goes to that whole government, big government versus smaller government, all the people that are employed. I mean, even if you look at the IRS, how many people do you think the IRS employs? We could find out that number pretty easy, and it's a very, very big, big number.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.